It's time to bring in Mrs. Fun. It is time to bring in Dr. Judy Werpman. Dr. Fun. That's right. Dr. Fun. Dr. Judy Werpman, the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Simon Loses His Tummy. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring her in. She is now known by Jill Goodman as Dr. Fun, Judy Werpman.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Dr. Fun, docent.
Earlier, because the false alarm, fire alarm went off in my building, and I thought all you'll be hearing is this recorded message over and over again, stay in your apartment because we're not sure if the fire is there yet.
Oh, that's almost I have when the show is over, the morning show is over, I have got to call somebody and explain that what they thought was a really good idea has given them such a massive problem that I wouldn't even want to solve it. And so I'm thinking, when you talk about the fire alarm, stay in your apartment, we don't know where the fire is. It's like, is that really good?
No, I know. You're just left with a feeling of confusion and...
Right. Are you sure I should stay here? I'm on the X floor.
Alarm, you know, did some workman hit a wrong fuse box or
right.
something?
No, that's just...
Fire?
It's really unhelpful. I'm going to start a new crusade on top of everything. On top of teaching people how to eat, my other crusade will be, hey, could we communicate just a little bit better?
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
All right.
But on to something, actually, that is sort of a positive thing for today. I have a friend who I may have written about in the past who has been suffering from a disease called fibromyalgia for several years now, and until it was diagnosed, she had no idea why she was feeling pain that would appear in different parts of her body. You know, she would go to an orthopedist, you know, a neurologist. Is it her back? Is it her joints? Is it her feet? You know, she had no idea, and after really many years of misdiagnosis, she was given the diagnosis of fibromyalgia, and by that time, the disease had really overwhelmed her life. I mean, she... as typical for people who have this disease, experienced chronic pain. And this caused her to really have difficulty sleeping. She felt very, very tired, not just from the lack of sleep, but that's also part of one. That's one of the aspects of the disease. She had gastrointestinal problems, and she became depressed. In fact, she really became a recluse because she really could not sometimes get the energy or the ability to withstand the pain to get beyond her front door. Although she would try, she would go to a grocery store, and then she would have to call for help, have a taxi to get herself home, even if it was only a couple of blocks away. So she eventually just stopped leaving her house. And there was really nothing. She tried everything from antidepressants to marijuana oils to to acupuncture and meditation and psychotherapy. She exercises, suggested a physical therapist came to her home. It really made no difference. And I think she was typical of many people who suffer from this disease, most of whom are women, and it's estimated that between 2 to 4% of the population have fibromyalgia. And it cost really billions of dollars in healthcare needs and also the fact that people like her had to stop working. So there seems to be, Jill, maybe a glimmer of hope for this population. It's a very new finding, but a well-known drug called metformin, which is a drug that many people who are sort of on their way to getting diabetes but don't have it yet, fortunately, are told to take because their insulin levels are high and their glucose levels are also high. And what metformin does is reduce the amount of glucose in the blood by simply decreasing the amount that's produced by the liver and increasing the amount that is taken up by the cells, so the body, to be used for energy. So the net result is much less glucose in the blood. And metformin brings this about. So some researchers were doing some studies on just looking at various blood tests and markers of people who came to a pain clinic, no matter what the pain was. It could have been rheumatoid arthritis. It could have been any other kind of arthritis, could be orthopedic pain, and it could be fibromyalgia. And what they did was look at for some reason, the levels of a hemoglobin, it's called A1C hemoglobin, that when the glucose levels in the blood get high, this hemoglobin gets sort of coated with the glucose. And so if you have high levels of it, it means that you are possibly pre-diabetic, your glucose levels are high. And they found that the people with fibromyalgia had very high levels, higher levels, of this A1C hemoglobin than anybody else, although they all had pain. And so the researchers said, well, gee, why don't we try this metformin? These people don't have diabetes, but why don't we just try it? And lo and behold, it turns out that it had a very significant effect on decreasing pain. They don't really know why. They think maybe something to do with pain signals in the brain that related to inflammation, but they really, this is a very early finding, and so they really don't know what the mechanism is. But it really did have such a profound effect that, you know, it was reported pretty widely, you know, in journals that, and newsletters that report progress in fibromyalgia. And you know, and it finally may be like the first crack in trying to figure out what's going on and how we really can help it. And I think it's an important finding because for years, if you complained of this kind of pain, and again, most of the women did so, you were told, well, it's stress, it's psychological, you know, maybe you're having marital problems, whatever, you know, but it was just discounted because it's not a visible disease. I mean, you don't have, you know, the obvious signs of orthopedic problems, neurological problems. It's something that supposedly is in your head. And even though fibromyalgia is finally recognized as a disease and people are taking it seriously, finally, you know, finding that something can actually help this by not affecting you psychologically, but simply by changing the level of glucose in your blood really, I think, puts a foundation underneath this disease and said, yeah, it's a real disease. Here is possibly a solution, and now let's start looking for some more. So it was really sort of a happy kind of an article that I came across.
I know, and it's always so nice when there's something that works and doesn't have that works, particularly when you are dealing with a situation like that, which is just for the people that I've known who've it is just not only is it actively painful, it is actively demoralizing because there's nothing, you know, there's no happiness. Is that your,
that's right.
So. Just the idea that there's something that might work, or it is so interesting to me how many. Is that your fire alarm?
Yeah.
There you go. Are you supposed to stay in your building, or are you supposed to move?
Well, if you don't hear from me next week, you know.
Well, no, you did the wrong thing. Well, you were given bad guidance.
I think they should give everybody parachutes so you can sort of jump off.
Exactly. No, I'm serious. Stay in your apartment. We don't know where the fire is. Okay. What if it's on its way up the hole? That just so makes no sense to me. I want to cry.
Well, it's, at least it's the morning. It's worse when it happens at 3 a.m. and you're jolted out of the sleep by, oh, there may be a fire, but no, probably somebody was.
I have to say, Judy, when my mother lived in an assisted living facility towards the end of her life, the same thing would happen. The fire alarm would go off, and it would say, everybody stay inside your apartments, right? Nope, none of these seniors. They all went out in the hallway. They all went out in the hallway. We're talking. They had cups of coffee.
Oh, sure, figured, yeah. We'll just have a little pajama party here while we're waiting to see if it's a fire or not.
They never listened to
you. And, you know, if you're living in your own home, you know, you at least can walk, I hope, you know, you have an escape route. But here, and again, I don't live on a very high floor, and so I obviously can walk down. But, of course, the other thing is that the elevators shut off, so if you're coming into the building, you can't get back to your apartment, and there are people who've been stuck in elevators, which is, of course, more fearful to me than actually having the fire. So,
yeah, there's.
I can take my pick.
Well, you know what? Thank you very much, Dr. Fun.
A less stressful for the rest of the day.
Have a bagel chip. Thank you very much. Dr. Judy Wertman, Food for Mood.
Yeah, live on the radio. Stay in your apartment.